Well, Australia's economy has defied expectations, with strong growth numbers out this lunchtime. Economists had been predicting softer growth in the last quarter because of global trade tensions and the drought gripping Australia's eastern states. But these figures see the economy continuing its record of unbroken expansion. With the latest, I'm joined by our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, why are these numbers so strong?
Well, Eleanor, as you said just then, Australia's in its 27th year without a recession. You have to go back to the recession of the early 1990s. That's when the Labor Treasurer Paul Keating referred to the recession that we had to have. And that's two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth. For the June quarter, the economy grew by 0.9%, making 3.4% over the year, the fastest pace since 2012. Economists had been tipping a much softer result, partly because of expectations the drought might take out a slice of around 2.8%. That's the growth figure that was being projected. And this adds to Scott Morrison's argument that with the economy running so well, perhaps they do have the capacity to dump those plans for a higher retirement age. So we're seeing stronger household consumption, stronger government spending, better investment in new dwelling at a record level of 3.6% over the year. So some strong numbers for the new Treasurer Josh Frydenberg in his first major outing in the new job. And with an election looming next year, Mr. Frydenberg was quick to seize on the strong household spending fuelled by steady jobs growth.
Today's national accounts for the June quarter 2018 highlights the strength and the resilience of the Australian economy, which is in its 27th year of consecutive economic growth. Households continued to demonstrate their confidence in the economy, with household spending up 0.7% in the quarter to be 3% higher through the year, and shows that households are benefiting from recent strong jobs growth, with more than 330,000 jobs created in the last financial year, which is the largest jobs growth since 2004-05.
Yes, that's the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, sounding very happy indeed there. Peter, is this stronger GDP outcome likely, though, to have an influence on interest rates?
Well, certainly not on the Reserve Bank's cash rate. That's likely to stay at the historic low of 1.5% for this year and maybe next year, but it's the commercial banks that borrowers need to watch out for independent rate rises, as we saw with Westpac last week, although none of the major competitors have followed Westpac in that move. The Australian dollar was able to edge just over 72 US cents when the numbers hit the screen, given that the GDP outcome was slightly more bullish than the Reserve Bank's own expectations. So, as I said, the Reserve Bank unlikely to raise rates anytime soon, but watch out for what commercial banks might be doing.
And Peter, just while we're talking about banks, when does the Royal Commission resume?
Well, the Royal Commission is a very big factor for the banks at the moment. The Royal Commission is back on Monday. We'll be hearing from insurance companies or insurers who will be grilled by counsel assisting Rowena Orr QC and Michael Hodge QC. And importantly, Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hain delivers his interim findings on the 30th of September, and we're waiting to see whether or not there will be some strong words for the National Australia Bank, CBA and AMP, who may well be facing criminal charges.
And of course, you'll be covering that. Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan, thank you.